What's today been like for you?
It's been a whirlwind. I know I got started early on. I think some of the first kids signed a letter of intent this morning, you know, before 7 a.m. And so it started early and it's kind of continued all day long. I was actually up in Muscle Shoals today. Then I had to book it back to Tuscaloosa to make it for Saban's press conference to talk to a couple of the early enrollees. So it's been kind of a crazy day, but we're finally kind of winding down a little bit.
Well, you made the trip to Muscle Shoals to see D. Liner commit in person. Did you drive to Muscle Shoals knowing that he was a big, heavy Alabama lean?
Yeah, that was kind of expected, and he told me today he's known his decision for about a month now, and there were a few other schools. He mentioned to me LSU a couple weeks ago was one of the schools he was considering, but I don't think he was really considering, and Georgia also made a late push to try to get him on campus and try to get him to come to Athens, and you know that fell through this past weekend. So I think it's always been, once he decommitted from Auburn, even before that, I think people kind of knew or saw the writing on the wall that it was going to be Alabama. And so I had a good feeling that he was going to put on the Alabama hat today, and that did happen, and he signed with the Tide.
D-Liner, and then the other guy was Reuben Foster. They were both committed to Auburn, and then they decommitted when there was a coaching change made. Liner comes to Alabama. Foster also committed to Alabama, then decommitted and went to Auburn, and then he recommitted to Alabama. Were you at all concerned that he might not sign with Alabama, even though he was on TV a couple of days ago saying he would?
Well, I think for sure. I think everybody had a little bit of a doubt with Reuben Foster, just because we've talked about him on the show before, and I don't want to make him out to be a bad person at all, because Coach Saban actually talked about him today at the press conference, you know, how he's a good person, has a good heart, and I believe that. But I don't think he really knew where he wanted to go, and I think the biggest thing, Saban hit the nail on the head today when he said he just was trying to make everybody happy. And
right.
I think that was the hardest part for him. You could tell even on the show Monday night on TV, where he was almost like unsure about, you know, staying in Alabama. And I think it was mostly because he didn't want to upset the Auburn people and the Georgia people. But I think the best place for him is Alabama, and I think he'll succeed here just because of the structure they have in the program and the discipline they have. And I think once he gets in the program, he'll do very well at Alabama. He's a phenomenal athlete. It's just kind of, can he get his mind right? I think Alabama can do that. And so, but no, I mean, you touched on it. Very, very important to get those two guys, the top two players in the state. And, you know, at one point they were both going to Auburn, and some people were a little worried, I think, Alabama fans. But to get both of those guys here on signing day to sign with a Tide, that was big for this program.
Right, and we look at Alabama's class, and we're going to talk about some of the offensive guys that came to Tuscaloosa or will be coming here. But these two guys, two big defenders, they would have went to Auburn. Now they're at Alabama. Obviously, it's great for Nick Saban and the Tide, but how much does it hurt Auburn not to get them?
I think you said it right there. I think it's big for Alabama because they're two of the better players in this class, and I think they both have a chance to make an early impact. But it's a bigger blow to Auburn. I think Auburn was kind of trending after the national championship, and the recruiting showed it before the season started this past fall. They were, you know, they got the Reuben Foster flip. They already had D-Liner on board. There were talks of even O.J. Howard, who of course signed with Alabama today as well. But just a lot of positive momentum going, and then of course they had the 2-10 season, whatever it was, and they kind of lost that momentum. The coach staff was let go, and it kind of fell apart. And they still finished strong today. They got a big commitment from Montrevious Adams, the defensive lineman from Georgia, but still losing the top two in-state players to your in-state rivals is a killer for Auburn, and I think that's a big blow to them. And I think Coach Malzahn's assembled a good staff over there, so I think they'll be fine on the recruiting trail, but just kind of too late with Reuben Foster and D-Liner.
Eddie Vanderdoes is one of the top defensive tackles in the country, still making that decision later today in Auburn, California. What do we know about this young man, and does Alabama have a chance?
Yeah, he's actually, I think we're about 30 minutes away or so. So we got one more on tap for tonight. But, you know, he's the number one defensive tackle right now in the country on ESPN, and really shined at the U.S. Army game down in Texas. And a versatile lineman, could play both inside and outside, and a guy that I think any program in the country would love to have. I'm a little bit skeptical. We'll see what happens tonight. I predicted yesterday that he would go to UCLA and stay close to home. I had a guy out there tell me that, you know, if all the schools were even, he would pick UCLA just because it's closer to home. But the news, or the, I guess, the buzz today is with Notre Dame, and of course they came out and released had a press release where with his name on it, you know, as a part of the class, and that could have just been a goof, and I don't know what it was, but that, you know, maybe it's a an omen to the future. But either way, I think it will be one of those two. I think, you know, again, you never know. I've been surprised before. I thought Alabama might get Antonio Connor today, and he ended up staying close to home and going to Ole Miss. So, obviously, for Tide fans, I'd still, you know, keep an eye on what happens with Vanderdose, but I think he ends up with either UCLA or Notre Dame.
Alabama today signed four of the best running backs in the country. And, well, not exactly today. I guess Henry's been there for a while. But four running backs, only one football. How's this math going to work out for Nick Saban?
Yeah, it's crazy to think about. I know, you know, last year they had T.J. Yeldon, who, of course, you know, made a huge appearance on the scene as a freshman, and Kenny Drake behind him. He got some good touches and looked good as a freshman as well. So you're looking at those two, the four freshmen, and then Jahlson Fowler and D. Hart come back off injury, and how do you get the ball to everybody? But, you know, Saban touched on today, they like to have five guys who can carry the ball in case of injury, in case of it happens. And so, you know, there's never too many good players running back for Alabama. And I think they're different players that they brought in this class. You know, you look at Derrick Henry, a bigger, more powerful running back, and obviously we'll see if he sticks at that position or not. There's been talk of him moving to H-back or maybe to defense, but I think he starts out there, and he's a bigger back. And then, of course, they got today Alvin Kamara from Georgia, a smaller, shiftier back who can kind of move out of the slot if needed. He's a versatile player who reminds me more of a D. Hart-type guy, kind of a scat back, and can be used in a lot of ways. And, of course, you got two traditional backs, Tyron Jones and Alfie Penny as well. So they should all complement each other. And the best thing about this group is they all are just looking forward to the competition. They're not scared of it. That's the reason they picked Alabama. They want to go in there and compete against the other three guys. And I think that'll, you know, draw the best out of them when they get to Tuscaloosa.
Watching the ESPN coverage today on ESPNU, it was almost like a horse race. Ohio State was number one in recruiting for a while. Florida was up at number one. But at the end of the day, Alabama, the number one team recruiting again this year. I think it makes it, what, 5 out of 6 for Nick Saban now?
Something like that. I know in the last 6 years he's had a top three class every year. I know it's the second year in a row for sure with ESPN he's had a top class. So it depends on what service you use, but I know he's been in the top three in the last 6 years, which is saying a lot.
What's it mean, though, to win the national recruiting title?
You know, I don't think the coaches think too much about that. They know the guys are getting, and, you know, because obviously the winning the title depends on how you rank the players, and, you know, not every site has Alabama number one. I think most of them do, but you know, for fans' sake, I think it's big. I think it, you know, they want that, and that's become bigger over the years as recruiting has gotten bigger. Fans want that number one class, and this year, I mean, Alec, really, there's no doubt. I think going into today, Florida's got a very good class down there, and, you know, even at number two, they're still going to have a very good future with that class. But, you know, we kind of had a good idea that Kamara, A'shaun Robinson from Texas, and also D-liner, who are all going to sign with Alabama today. And as long as they didn't lose anybody else in their class, you add those three, that's tough to top for the top spot. And I know they missed out on Connor, and we'll see what happens with Vanderdose tonight, but still, adding those three guys was huge for them. And Ohio State made a good late run. I was a little surprised when they got Von Bell, a former Alabama target, up in the close to Chattanooga area. Kind of, a lot of people thought he would stay close to home and go to Tennessee, but he picked Ohio State instead. So Urban Meyer's putting together a good class. But no, regardless, it's big for the fans' sake, not maybe as much for the coaches, but either way, it's a heck of a class coming into Alabama.
Cooper Bateman going to be coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll play some audio from that, but right now we're talking with one of the great recruiting analysts, ESPN.com. He really covers the University of Alabama. It's Tide Nation, ESPN.com. Greg, quickly, give me the diamond in the rough for the University of Alabama out of these 25 guys.
Wow, that's a good question. I'll give you a couple of them, one offense, one defense. On offense, and he's not as much of a diamond in the rough anymore after the Under Armour game, but Grant Hill, the offensive lineman from up in Huntsville, you know, committed early, didn't have a lot of fanfare, was always an Alabama lean, and so, you know, went through the process without really looking at any other schools. So I think he got kind of, you know, lost in the shuffle a little bit, if you will. And in our rankings, we had him, you know, down towards around 250, and really had a huge senior season, really shined at the Under Armour game against some guys like Robert Kimdiche, like a Carl Lawson, some of the top guys in the country, and jumped up to number 86, and, you know, top 100 guy, but still, people don't really think of him as one of the top guys in this class, but I think he'll be a very solid offensive lineman. Maybe not right away, but I think he'll turn into a 2 or 3 year starter at Alabama, either at guard or possibly at right tackle. And on defense, I really like Eddie Jackson. They got him late. Nobody really knows much about him. He sat out his entire junior season, because of academics, but really had a sensational senior season, and the staff is very high on him. I know when he came on his official visit, Coach Saban said that he's got a chance to play as a freshman, which is pretty high praise for anybody, especially as a cornerback. And so I think if there's anybody, I think he has a chance to really come in and play right away, and we'll see. He's got a lot of, you know, he just the one playing 1 year after sitting out the year before, so he's got a lot of catching up to do, but I think he's got the talent and athleticism to make an impact early.
ESPN.com's Greg Ostendorf. Greg O underscore ESPN is a great way to connect with him on the Twitter account. You can follow his work on TideNationESPN.com, ESPN.com/TideNation. You can connect with our friend Alex Scarborough and Greg Ostendorf. Greg, we appreciate you, your hard work, and we always appreciate you joining us right here on the game. Thanks so much.
Hey, no problem, guys. Good to talk to you.